Hi there, I'm Hilary, and welcome to this, the short podcast from Adept English, which goes out on a Thursday. There are lots of other websites which help you learn English, but many of them don't publish something every week, and they don't provide you with a free transcript. They also don't cover the breadth of topics which we do. And especially on YouTube, quite a lot of them contain grammar mistakes. Ouch! Rest assured, my first degree was in Latin, and I'm what you call a stickler for correct grammar. A stickler is a word that we use for someone who is pedantic, who doesn't like to make mistakes. I still communicate from time to time with my old Latin teacher from school. I wouldn't like to think of him listening to my podcasts or checking my transcripts and finding any errors, any mistakes. It's probably highly unlikely, but that thought alone means I check everything thoroughly before it's released, which means that you can have confidence that it's all correct. Anyway, today's short podcast, let's go for another English word which is a piece of slang, but which you'll hear commonly in English. Do you know what the word splurge means? Well, a splurge, S-P-L-U-R-G-E, can be a noun or a verb. And take a moment to appreciate what a lovely English word that is, splurge. Say it to yourself, splurge. You can really put some effort behind that one. Well, a splurge is a sudden spending of money. The implication is quite a lot of money. But of course, that's relative, depending upon how much money you have. If you have had a splurge, then it means you've spent more money than you normally would. And as I say, there's a verb to splurge, meaning the same. So I have splurged, you have splurged, he has splurged, etc. Or we can all have a splurge. In its meaning, there's an idea that there's a bit of extravagance. You've perhaps gone a bit OTT, over the top. You've perhaps spent more than you really needed to, but it was enjoyable. Perhaps we all do this once in a while, and as long as it's not all the time, it should be fine to have a splurge. So here are some example sentences where you might use this. I'll pause after each one of these and then you can have a go at pronouncing them too, rather like we do on our courses. Here goes. Many football clubs splurge on expensive players before the start of the new football season. I'll read each one twice. Many football clubs splurge on expensive players before the start of the new football season. We went to an expensive restaurant last week and we splurged on a four-course dinner. It was lovely. We went to an expensive restaurant last week and we splurged on a four-course dinner. It was lovely. In the UK, there's a splurge in spending in the run-up to the Christmas period. In the UK, there's a splurge in spending in the run-up to the Christmas period. The splurge in lending led to many of the problems with banks in 2008. The splurge in lending led to many of the problems with banks in 2008. Last month I had a bit of a splurge and bought some new clothes and new shoes. Last month, I had a bit of a splurge and bought some new clothes and new shoes. Okay, I hope that helps anchor the word splurge in your mind. And remember, to have a splurge doesn't mean that you have to spend an enormous amount of money. It's just you do something that you don't do all the time. So you could splurge by going to get an ice cream. I hope you manage to have a splurge this coming weekend. Anyway, enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye.